you, Lord Jesus. We celebrate you today, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you. Praise Choir, GCG, Warriors of Praise, Christmas Mass Choir. Awesome, 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 awesome. We serve an awesome God. Amen. Praise God. Praise your name, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And you look beautiful in your Christmas colors. Amen. Woo! It's time to celebrate, saints. We got something to celebrate. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God, saints. Now, looking at your sermon note sheet, what is the title of our message for this Christmas Sunday? Hallelujah! A Holy Ghost praise party at the manger. Amen. Amen. Luke 2:10 gives us the reason for that Holy Ghost praise party. And Luke 2:10 says, and the angel said to them, fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all the people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David, woo, hallelujah, a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. So how many know today that the praise party that those angels attended that night continues to this very day? That praise party continues to this very moment. And how many know? Ain't no party like a Holy Ghost party, because a Holy Ghost party don't stop. Woo! Ain't no party like a Holy Ghost party, because a Holy Ghost party don't stop. What? Ain't no party like a Holy Ghost party, because a Holy Ghost party don't stop. What? Ain't no party like a Holy Ghost party, because a Holy Ghost party don't stop. What? Ain't no party like a Holy Ghost party. Because the Holy Ghost, one more time, ain't no party like the Holy Ghost, because the Holy Ghost party don't stop. Woo! A Holy Ghost party don't stop. Praise your name, Lord Jesus. Saints, let's join our hearts in prayer. Oh, we praise your name today, Lord Jesus. You who are Emmanuel, God with us. Oh, we praise you today. And along with the angels and the heavenly hosts, we come before your presence with offerings of ourselves, of our praise, of our adoration. For you alone are worthy. You are worthy of all of our praise, all of our lives. So now, as we actively listen to the preaching of your word, we ask that you would transform our hearts, transform our minds, transform our lives to be more in your likeness. And oh God, may your heart, Lord Jesus, this day be blessed. May we cause your heart to rejoice. Hallelujah. As we continue to praise you, to adore you with our very lives and being. And it's in your mighty name, Lord Jesus, that we all join together to say amen and amen. Saints, if you would take a look at your sermon note sheet, and at the top, I want us to read Luke 2:20 together. And it reads, and the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen as it was told unto them. Amen. All right. Do you take your birthday to be special? Raise your hand if you take your birthday to be special. All right. Very good. Amen. Now, most of us are aware of our birthdays, and we take note of our birthdays in different ways. Some of us just take a pencil, and we just circle the calendar, and that's all we do. We just make a note on the calendar. We write, my birthday. Some of us have elaborate parties from time to time and other kinds of celebrations. I remember on my 48th birthday party, I had a skating party. And most of you all were there, and I didn't fall till the very end, praise God. But we had a good time. There's all kinds of ways, amen, to celebrate our birthdays. Birthdays are important to us because we recall memories, we look back on the journey, and we can celebrate and say thank you for the gift of life for one more year, Lord. We thank you. And as children, we were taught to celebrate our birthdays, amen? The joy of celebrating our birthdays. So what happens on your birthday? Now, many people receive special treatment on their birthday. Some stores will offer discounts. Have you ever got any coupons in the mail? You fill out your birthday and they'll send you something. And there are a few businesses that will actually give employees a day off on their birthday. Has anybody had a day off? Okay, good. Oh, I'm so glad. That is a good thing. That's a good thing. That's a good thing. And you know, even people who don't even know us will give us a gift on our birthday. If they see it's a dollar hanging, they'll say, it's your birthday, let me add something to it. Now, any other day of the year, they wouldn't give you a thing, amen. But since it's your birthday, they'll give you a gift, hallelujah. And on occasion, there is a birthday party. Now, they began with cake and ice cream when we were little. And then as we grew, we wanted more than just cake and ice cream, amen. And some have been very extravagant. And on rare occasions, the honoree might be treated to a surprise birthday party. Anybody been surprised on your birthday? Isn't it wonderful that people go behind you and you don't know what's going on? Praise God, hallelujah. Well, we know how we celebrate our birthday, saints, and we're familiar with our various ways, but how do we celebrate the birth of Jesus Christ, Emmanuel, God with us? Well, saints, it is celebrated through praise, through worship, through adoration, and through fellowship. Hallelujah. Now, I jotted in bold in the middle of your sermon note sheet that as Christians, we mark the birth of Christ as an important date worthy of celebration. Like the shepherds, the angels, and the host of heaven, we come before God's presence with offerings, singing and adoration, and we leave as the shepherds, the angels, and the hosts, praising God's name. Hallelujah. Saints, this text for us today, it focuses on the celebration that surrounded the birth of Jesus. Joseph and his 15-year-old fiancée, Mary, came to Bethlehem to register for the tax which had been ordered by King Herod. Their family was from Bethlehem, so they made the journey from Nazareth to Bethlehem to enroll, even though Mary was pregnant and was due at any time for delivery. In Bethlehem, they found that all the inn space had already been rented out, and the best they could do was spend the night in a cave-like barn area used to house and feed animals. And during that night, Mary brought forth a son who was named Jesus because his birth marked the entry of God into earth, hallelujah, in the form of a little human child. Now, saints, Joseph had no time to get on his cell phone to call friends and relatives. They did not have time to plan a proper celebration. But hallelujah, there was a celebration anyhow. Everybody say anyhow. There was a celebration anyhow. Although the Christ child had just a manger, a feeding trough for animals for a crib, there was a Holy Ghost party, saints, at the manger. Hallelujah. And the celebration was orchestrated in heaven by an angel of the Lord. And those who came to the manger, they started celebrating, woo, even before they arrived. Have you ever been on your way to a party and you were so excited you were celebrating on your way to the party? Hallelujah. Praise God. We see in verse 9, it says, and lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them. Saints, this was an invitation that was given to several shepherds in the field. They were being notified, put on notice, that the long-awaited Savior had been born. Hallelujah. It was a reason to celebrate. High five your neighbor and say it was a reason to celebrate. A reason to celebrate. Amen. And the angel brought great news in verse 11. Let's read this together. The angel said, "For unto you is born in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord." Hallelujah. Saints, then another, everybody say another, another invitation was sent out to the whole world. God fixed a star in the sky that was so bright you could see it from anywhere in the world. Hallelujah. In the east, several wise men saw that star and they recognized its meaning. They knew what it meant. And they got on their camels and they began that long journey to get onto that Christ child. And scripture says they prepared gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. But, everybody say but the angels didn't wait for the wise men, all right. Neither did they wait for the shepherds. The angels started celebrating before anybody got there. Before the first guest even showed up, they were celebrating, hallelujah. Saints, what began as a one angel making an announcement soon became a whole multitude of angels that were praising God and shouting, "Glory to God in the highest, and peace on earth, and goodwill toward all." Hallelujah. Oh, saints, when the angels finished singing and shouting, hallelujah, the shepherds decided to join the party. Verse 15 says, and let's read that together. "And it came to pass, as the angels were gone away from them into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, 'Let us now go into Bethlehem and see this thing which has come to pass, which the Lord has made known to us.'" Amen. So, saints, on their way to the manger, the shepherds were celebrating in the streets. They were saying, "The Savior has been born. Christ the Lord has been born. Hallelujah." And even though others did not join them, they came on to the manger anyways, ready to praise the Lord. And once they arrived, scripture says they saw the child wrapped in swaddling clothes, laying in a manger. And saints, when the shepherds left the manger, scripture says, they left shouting and glorifying God, hallelujah, for all the things they had heard and seen. Amen. The Holy Ghost praise party they attended that night, saints, continues to this very moment. Hallelujah. High five your neighbor and say, "Ain't no party like a Holy Ghost party, because a Holy Ghost party don't stop." One more time. "Ain't no party like a Holy Ghost party, because a Holy Ghost party don't stop." Hallelujah. Amen. How, saints, was the birth of Christ celebrated? Well, when we look at the angels and the shepherds, we get an idea about what happened at that praise party at the manger. Looking at your notes, we see that they praised God for what they heard. Verse 20 says, the shepherds praised God for what they heard. Well, what did they hear? They heard that a Savior was born. They heard that God was about to answer Israel's prayers after 400 years. What they heard brought them hope. What they heard increased their faith. Hallelujah. Have you ever been in need of some hope? Hallelujah. Or your faith increased. And you hear something. Hallelujah. And it makes you start praising God. Oh, thank you. Romans 10:17 says what? Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Amen. Hallelujah. They heard a word from heaven, and what they heard gave them a reason to praise. Praise your name, Lord Jesus. Saints, whenever there are difficulties in our lives, and we get a word from heaven, woo-hoo, hallelujah, how happy we get, amen. Whenever there is sadness in our hearts, and we hear from heaven, we can lift our heads, amen. And we know that we have heard from the Lord. Whenever there is a failure or a defeat in our lives, we are encouraged, saints, when we hear that there is a word from the Lord. I want to ask you today, what, my friend, have you heard? What have you heard? Well, Saints, I heard that if I am lonely, Jesus will be my comfort. Hallelujah. Praise your name, Lord Jesus. I heard that if I'm sad, Jesus will be my cheer. Hallelujah. He will be my cheer and bring me cheer. I heard that if I'm afraid, Jesus will remind me that the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I be afraid? Praise your name, Lord Jesus. Well, at the birthday celebration, the word says that the shepherds praise God for the hope and for the inspiration they receive from what they heard. Hallelujah. Also, saints, they praise God for what they had seen. You know, saints, it's good to praise the Lord for what you've heard, but it's even better to praise the Lord for what you have experienced for yourself. Hallelujah. Amen. For yourself. Hallelujah. We see the shepherds left the manger praising God for what they had seen, what they had experienced. You see, what they heard had gave them hope. It had inspired them. But what they seen became a testimony. Hallelujah. Saints, nobody can testify off of hearsay. You go in the court, and they said, all right, give us your testimony. You start saying, well, I heard she said that he said that they said. They say, excuse me, would you get up and go sit back down somewhere? That's not a testimony. It's what did you yourself experience. You know, we may have heard grandma tell us that God will make a way. But only we can testify when we can say, oh, God has done great things for me. Hallelujah. That is a testimony. Praise God. We may have heard grandpa tell us, God will answer prayer. But we can only testify. Everybody say testify. Testify when we can say, I know the Lord will answer my prayer because I tried him for myself and I know he came through for me. Hallelujah. We may have heard Auntie say, God is a good God, even in the time of storm. But we can only testify, everybody say testify, when we can say, I've tried him for myself and he's all right. He's all right. He's all right with me. Hallelujah. Praise your name, Lord Jesus. Saints, what has been your experience with the Lord? Has God opened doors for you that you knew were shut and you didn't see a way through? Oh, hallelujah. If that's the case today, then you should understand why the shepherds were praising God, because God had showered them with blessings of mercy and forgiveness and salvation. Hallelujah. Praise your name, Lord Jesus. And saints, like the shepherds, we've seen some things about God ourselves, amen. We have seen, amen, that if we trust God, even though misfortunes sometimes come our way, they don't have to scare us, hallelujah. They don't have to knock us down, amen. Jesus told us troubles. How many know troubles? If you're not in trouble now, you keep living, you will be. Troubles will torment us. And even though sorrows come our way, they will not destroy us. Disappointments will not provoke us. Even perplexities will not vex us. Burdens will not restrain us. And even prosperity will not spoil us. Hallelujah. Poverty will not frustrate us. Hallelujah. No wonder the songwriter said, I've seen the lightning flashing. I've heard the thunder roll. I felt sin's breakers dashing, trying to conquer my soul. I heard the voice of my Savior. He bid me to come and still fight on. He promised never to leave me, never to leave me alone. Oh, hallelujah, saints. Do you know a little bit about that today? Do you know a little bit about that today? Oh, I can remember going through school. Oh, I was one poor saint going through school. Hallelujah. Most times when you're in school, you don't have any money. You're rich in love and little on money. And I can remember I was in St. Louis. I had a little bit of grocery money for the week. Went to the store, had set my purse right there. and was looking at the chicken breasts. And then when I turned back, there was no purse in my cart. And then I said, oh no, because I knew that's all I had to live on for the week. I ran to the manager and everything, so they said, okay, we're going to help you find it. They found my purse empty behind the paper towels, you know, and so they just waved goodbye to me. But you know what? I didn't go hungry that week. I ate every meal. And there were so many ways God provided for me. But I was like, oh, I went to the parking lot. I was like, did they throw my wallet down? They didn't leave me nothing. I got nothing but that empty purse. But the Lord made a way for me. I can testify I ate every meal that week, even though I had Zippo money-o. Hallelujah. God made a way. He will never leave you alone, my friend. Looking at our notes, it says, when shepherds left the party. Oh, praise God. Finally, brothers and sisters, we got to consider that when the shepherds left the party wasn't over. Hallelujah. Party wasn't over. Matthew 2, 9 and 10 tells us that it took a little while for the wise men to make it to Israel. The angels had come and gone. The shepherds had come and gone. But, everybody say but. But the wise men were shouting on their way. They was praising God on their way. Altogether, let's look there at verse 9. It says, and lo, the star which they saw in the east went before them till it came and stood over where the young child was. When they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceeding great joy. Hallelujah. Saints, it took them a little while to get to the party. Everybody say, but. But when they came, scripture says they brought gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. Hallelujah. Now, saints, when the angels left the party, the shepherds picked up where the angels left off. When the shepherds left the party, the wise men picked up where they had left off. And when the wise men left the party, every believer sits. Hallelujah! Praise God! We join in the celebration, saints, because every child of God has something to shout about. Amen. You got something to shout about. Saints, the angels were glorifying God in heaven because the Savior had been born. They had something to shout about. The shepherds were shouting in the fields because the promise of God was being fulfilled. They had something to shout about. The wise men were shouting as they traveled across the desert because they had seen a sign from God written in the stars because they had something to shout about. Hallelujah. Saints, when the Lord has done something for you, you've got something to shout about. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, praise God. I don't know if you've ever been there, but the Lord made a way even when that bill was due. You didn't know how you was going to pay that bill, but the Lord made a way for you. Maybe they were threatening to cut your lights out, your gas out, or your whatever out. Hallelujah. But the Lord stepped in and made a way for you. Hallelujah. Saints, whenever we think how God has blessed us, we got something to shout about. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Whenever we think about how God has picked us up, turned us around, and planted our feet on solid ground, we got something to shout about. Whenever God has loosened you from chains, from addictions, from things that have you bound, you've got something to shout about today. Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Peter, need a worship shout just for a moment. Because I just thought of something. I got to praise God for it. I got to take a minute. I know I got something to shout. Thank you. Pole, yeah. He live in the South Pole, yeah. He live in the East Pole, yeah. And the West Pole, oh, too. Yeah. Hallelujah. Yeah. Jesus is everywhere.
Hallelujah.
because Jesus is not confined to a slave.
That's right.
Jesus rides with the wind, hallelujah.
Yes, yes.
And Jesus walks on water,
that's
praise
right.
God.
Amen.
That's why we're celebrating today. Amen. They say the man in the red suit comes once a year. Yes. But we're shouting today, saints, because Jesus is always, everybody say always.
Always.
By my side, hallelujah.
Yes.
Will never leave you, never forsake you. They say that the man in the red suit fills our stockings with goodies. Well, saints, we're shouting because Jesus supplies all of our needs. All of our needs.
Come on.
Hallelujah.
Yes, yes. Hallelujah.
Now, they say
Hallelujah.
The man in the red suit comes down your chimney uninvited. Well, saints, Jesus, hallelujah, stands at the door of your heart and knocks. And he is waiting for you to open that door.
Hallelujah.
We praise Jesus today. But they say the man in the red suit will let you sit on his lap.
Uh-huh.
But saints, we're shouting today because Jesus says, come on and rest in my arms. Let your head lay on my bosom. Hallelujah. Rest, my child. Lie down, my child. You who are weary and heavy laden. They say the man in the red suit, he don't know you by name. He say, hi. Hi, you. But that's Jesus. Jesus knows my name.
Oh, yeah.
Jesus. Oh, yeah. He knows every tear that falls. Jesus knows every hair on my head. And he hears me when I call. Hallelujah. Oh, I have a Savior that knows my name. He knows your name.
Yes.
Now, they say the man in the red suit has little helpers running around to help him make toys. But saints, we're shouting today because Jesus don't need no help.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Jesus don't need no help.
Hallelujah.
He don't need no help.
Right.
Jesus is God all by himself. Hallelujah. Jesus knows how to mend our wounded hearts. He knows how to repair our broken toys. He knows how to bend and mend and mold and make us into who we need to be.
Yes.
He knows how to heal relationships that have gone south.
Yes.
Oh, Jesus knows all about our struggle.
Right.
And he will guide us until the day is done.
Amen.
There is not a friend like Jesus. No, not one.
Have one.
No, not one.
Have one.
And all by himself, Jesus said, I go to prepare a place for you, hallelujah. And where I am, there you may be also. Hallelujah!
Yes, hallelujah.
Saints, we're shouting
because
of that little baby born in Bethlehem.
Yeah.
We're shouting because one day Jesus picked up that cross and he endured suffering and beating and shame because of his love for us. He was crucified and he was buried. But we're shouting because one day he rose.
Hallelujah. Yes, he did.
He rose from the dead.
Yes.
That we might have life eternally and abundantly right now. Oh, he rose, saints. And one day, Jesus is coming back.
Oh, yes. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
What a glorious day.
Praise God.
So we're shouting today because ain't no
party
like
the Holy Ghost.
Jesus,
yes.
Let us join our hearts in prayer.
Yes.
Oh, we thank you, Lord.
Yes.
And we praise you.
Yes.
And the praise party, those angels and shepherds attended that night,
yes,
continues to this very day, to this very moment.
Yes.
Thank you for the privilege,
yes,
of knowing you,
thank
as
you,
our Lord, our Savior,
thank you, Lord,
our King and our friend.
Thank you.
And Lord, if there is someone here this day,
yes,
that doesn't know you as Lord and Savior,
yes,
they don't know the joy,
yes,
the joy of knowing you.
Yes.
We pray that today, this very moment, that they would rise up,
yes,
and they'll open the doors of their heart and invite,
yes,
you to come in. That they would allow us to pray with them, oh God, the privilege and joy. And we know as they do this, the angels are rejoicing.
Yes.
Hallelujah, the heavenly hosts
praise
are joining us,
yes,
in praise and thanksgiving.
Oh.
We pray that no one, yes, would leave here today.